Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مدي فيوز وبدن شانل ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to another episode of our series. The name of the series is Our Quran. Alhamdulillah, yes, this is our Quran. It is your Quran. It is my Quran. It is our Quran. We have a duty to read, to try to understand our Quran, to build a relationship with our Quran, to increase our knowledge of our Quran, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before that, let's listen to a virtue of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra, that he who recites salat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, alhamdulillahi azzurul, today's episode of our Quran, inshallah azzurul, we shall be listening about the Quran itself. Yes, and how the Quran is a book of revolution, a book for change. Subhanallah. Now the blessed month of Ramadan, a special month, a unique month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Ramadan and allow us to attain Ramadan again and again and again. Ramadan itself has a deep connection to the glorious Quran, because it was in the month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam his divine speech, the glorious Quran. It was in Ramadan that the completion of the Quran occurred. The noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentions the importance of Ramadan. He teaches us about the virtues of Ramadan, about the rulings of Ramadan. It is also stated in the hadith that fasting and the Quran shall intercede for a person on the Day of Judgment. And the Quran is such an intercessor, shafi'un mushaffa'. It is such an intercessor whose intercession is accepted. Quran is the blessed book, the final testament. If you take a look at this from another angle, another perspective, in the whole history of humankind, the most authentic book that we possess, that we have, whether it's religious or non-religious books, divine, non-divine, the Holy Quran is the only ancient book that you can say that has reached us in a completely authentic form. Does that mean that previous books, such as the what's known as the Old Testament or the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, these previous books, that they are of no importance, no significance? Of course not. But they have been changed. What we have today, what is said to be from those books, is widely accepted to have been changed, edited, interpolated. It is only the glorious Quran from ancient books. That remains completely preserved, intact, without any change in the wording, in a letter, no change of the glorious Quran itself. The Quran itself is a book of guidance. The Quran is a mercy. The Quran is even shifa. It is a cure. My dear viewers of Inshallah, the Quran is a book of, well, its revelation is also a book of revolution. Allah Azza wa Jal states about the glorious Quran that through it He takes a person from darkness, brings them towards light. The verse of the glorious Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala states, "Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur." Allah Subhanahu wa Taala states that Allah is the wali, He is the guardian of those people who believe. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. He takes them from darkness to light. He takes them from darkness to light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. And as for those who disbelieved, as for those who turned away, then their supporters are the طاغوت, the devils. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They take them from the light and towards darkness. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they are the people of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described one, an attribute for Himself, a manifestation of His mercy upon the Muslims, upon humanity, that He takes them from darkness, brings them into light. There's another place within Surah Al-Hadid which states, هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ. Indeed, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends down ayat, bayyinat, clear verses upon His servant, so He may bring you from what? From darkness to light. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is most kind, He is most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends clear verses upon His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Why? To take them from disbelief towards nur. To take them towards disbelief, from darkness to nur, from disbelief to belief, from disbelief to faith, from polytheism, from shirk, to monotheism, from ilhad, atheism, to what? Belief in one God. From doubt towards yaqeen, certainty. From ignorance towards knowledge and ma'rifah. From opposition towards servitude, towards obedience. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent these verses of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a person from loss, from sadness, from ignorance, darkness, anything that could be attributed towards it, to what? Towards light. Why? To take people out of min al-dhulumat, from the darkness, ila nur, to bring them from darkness into light. That is beautiful. So all of that happens through what? Through the glorious Quran. And this is repeated three times. Three times it is repeated. Allah, His Messenger, and His Book. take people from darkness to light. Now, it doesn't just say darkness. It's actually dhulumat. It's actually the plural. It's actually darknesses, the plural form. It's dhulumat, plural. And then, so it's from all these dhulumat towards an-nur, not anwar. An-nur is actually singular. It doesn't say min al-dhulumat towards ila what? Al-anwar. No. It says from dhulumat, the plural form, towards an-nur, light, which is singular. Now, some may ask, why does it mention from dhulumat in plural towards light in single? The reason why an-nur is single is because an-nur is a path of truth, the path of light, and that is just one. The straight path, Surat al-Mustaqim, that is just one. However, dhulumat is plural. Why? Because the path of misguidance, it's not one singular one, but it is many. Every word of the glorious Quran contains behind it so much wisdom. My dear viewers of Madan, inshallah, darkness is towards light. The light is just one. The truth is just one. The haqq is just one. But the darknesses are many. So the Quran is a protector from not just darkness, but darknesses, from many sins, indulgence of haram, wrongdoing, ignorance, polytheism, shirk, and from all of those things towards light. Allahu Akbar. Now the scholars state that no one can gain guidance merely by the book. Meaning, some people, they think that, so the Quran is a book of guidance, isn't it? So how about we just open the Quran and just read the Quran and take from it what we wish, what we will? Yes, act upon it as much as we can. If you find something within the Quran, good. If you don't find something within the Quran, then we don't need it. The Quran should be enough for us. The Quran is a guide. It takes people from darkness to light. Yes? So does that mean we don't need the Messenger of Allah too? Is that the correct way about it? No, my dear viewers, of course not. The Quran is a book of guidance. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, khuluquhu al-Quran, he taught us the meaning, the understanding of the glorious Quran. Without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we cannot make out any understanding of the glorious Quran. It is taught, exemplified, embodied within the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Quran changes hearts. It is a book of revolution, a book to bring about change. Now, in the age of ignorance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It was a time of ignorance, a time of lack of knowledge, lack of guidance, lack of many things, ultimately lack of belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and He sent the Quran. If He wished, if He willed, He did not need to send anything. He could have made people turn towards Him, understand Him, believe in Him. He could have guided people without any help of anything. Of course, Allah ta'ala doesn't require any help. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the Messenger and He sent the Quran. He sent both. Through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, those who wandered in disbelief, they were granted the drink of Tawheed, that of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, the Quran truly was revolutionary, because it took people, a person, even the enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they would wish and desire to go and listen to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the night, in darkness. They would go and they would listen to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran. there were people who were enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They possessed deep hatred for the Messenger of Allah. They wished to be rid, mazallah, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They read, listened, heard the Quran, and it completely changed them. It wiped away that sense of ignorance, that hatred, malice, whatever it may have been they possessed for the Messenger of Allah. It purified immediately their hearts. How many, even the jinn, they had heard the verses of the glorious Quran, they immediately understood it to be the truth. They accepted Islam. The Quran at that time was revolutionary. The Quran today too is revolutionary. It changes the inner world of our hearts. It removes filth, it removes misguidance, it brings about purity, it brings about light, and of course it brings about success. Even today, my dear viewers, people, they sometimes recite the Quran, sometimes reciting it with prejudice. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that prejudice from their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes them of any sense of disbelief. History is filled with such examples where people, you know, we mentioned the story of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of Sayyidina Rasulullah. But before that, he was an enemy. He wished to, mazallah, be rid of the Messenger of Allah. His sister, Sayyidina Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu anha, her husband, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Zayd, they were reciting the glorious Quran. He heard it. He went to visit them and he was annoyed. He even beat his brother-in-law. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha bint Khattab, she stepped in. He accidentally slaps her. She bleeds. He comes to his senses. He says, okay, show me the book. He reads it. Immediately he understands it to be the truth and he accepts it. Allahu Akbar. He did this. He did this how? By listening to the verses of the glorious Quran. There's another story mentioned that he was coming towards the Ka'batul Musharrafa and he heard verses of the Quran being recited. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was reciting the glorious Quran. And he thought, oh, maybe this is a poet. And it seems like this is his poetry. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he continues to recite the glorious Quran. He says, innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. This is not poetry. He's answering it, the thoughts which came to the mind of Sayyidina Umar. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. This is not the speech that this is إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. It is the speech of a noble messenger. It is not the speech. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. It is not the speech of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Little do you believe. He thinks this is poetry. Nope, it's not poetry. This is what he was thinking. No, he said, he thought, maybe this person is a soothsayer. Yes? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is now reciting the next verse of the Quran. This is what Sayyidina Umar was thinking. Oh, maybe this person, okay, maybe he's not a poet then. He's a soothsayer. And then the next verse of the Quran, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. And neither is this the قول, the speech of a كَاهِنْ, a soothsayer. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. How little do you reflect? And then the next verse, تَنْزِيلًا. So what is it? تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This, it is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu says that that's when Islam entered his heart. So of course, there's the incident of his sister, his brother-in-law. You know, the famous incident how Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he read the verses of Surah Taha. Yes, And this brought him towards Islam. Brilliant incident, famous incident, we've all heard of it. But there's also this incident too. But whatever the incident may be, it is in relation to the glorious Quran. And who was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu? He was a tempestuous individual. Yes, he was a person, people feared him. That's what people considered him to be. They feared Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. They did not want to get on the wrong side of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu had heard about this person by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he goes against what our forefathers have taught us. According to him, this is what he thought. He speaks against our idols. How dare he do this? He had his sword out in hand, prepared to, mazallah, to be rid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. However, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed for something else to happen. This is what? To take him min al-dhulumati ila an-nur. To take him from darkness and to bring him into the light. And this was done through the glorious Quran, a book of revolution. There's another beautiful verse. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That is it not time for those who believe? Those who believe, has the time not come for them? أَن تَخْشَعَ, that their hearts should humble, قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to the dhikr, to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example to this is Sayyidina Fudayl ibn Iyad, it stated, who once was a robber. He heard this verse, he repented, and he became a famous, we know his name, we say Rahmanahu Ta'ala, radhiyallahu anhu. Fudayl ibn Iyad, Rahmanahu Ta'ala, a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Quran was a book, a revolutionary book. Today the Quran continues to be a revolutionary book. How many times have we heard of nowadays? There's this person, he's an enemy of Islam, an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he thinks, I am going to prove this religion wrong. They say there's no mistake in the Quran. They say you cannot find a single bona fide contradiction within the Quran. They say there's nothing wrong with the Quran. No, I am going to find it. And I'm going to prove these people wrong. And he's reading Kitab Allah. He's reading Al-Quran Al-Kareem. He reads the Quran. He's looking, anything that could be used. Yes? To refute this book. Anything that could be used to refute this book. Let's see. Is this? He's reading. Ooh, it talks about this. Wow. This too. Ooh, this book is quite something. The truth, the light, enters his heart. What is mentioned in this book? No. This cannot be written by no man. This is actually, and that person who read it with prejudice, he embraces Islam. Allahu Akbar. He embraces Islam. A person who's a scientist, he's doing research. Somebody says, okay, you know, how about you look towards the Quran? This is what our Quran states about it. He reopens up and reads the Quran. No way. This is in the Quran. 1400, nearly 1500 years ago. Wow, that person accepts Islam. A person, okay, that's them finding something. How about a person, he doesn't even understand the Quran. He sometimes visits an Islamic country and he goes and he sees that, oh, they're playing the Quran, somebody's reciting the Quran, they're reciting it quite loud, oh, let's listen to that. They listen to it, it brings tears to the eyes. Wow, that's so fascinating. They don't even understand a word of it. Wow, this is... You think, wow, this is something special. It brings them towards Islam. Madhi views him, and inshallah, the question for us is, how about for us, who many a time, most of the time possibly, we were born Muslim? We were born Muslim? What effect does the Quran have upon our hearts? How does it affect our character? The Quran removed disbelief from others. Can it remove sin from us? Of course it can, but we must possess love for it. We must read it. We must fulfill the rights of the Quran. We must, through our sincere love for the devotion of the glorious Quran, inshallah ta'ala, we can attain success. So don't just make the Quran just say a habit here and there. Somebody passes away, I'm going to pick it up and read it. Don't make the Quran like, you know, any other book. Once in a blue moon, I need to check something, maybe I'll pick it up. No. Make the Quran a regular, a daily read. And when you read it, give it your full attention. Take time out and sit down and read it properly. Read it with the translation. Read it with the tafsir, Miftahul Ihsan. M-I-F-T-A-A-H, Miftahul, I-H-I-H-San, S-A-A-N, PDF, Google it. Download this book, because there are many tafsir, of course there are. But honestly, sometimes the tafsir is going into other things. You think, oh, you know, or it's too long, or this, or this, that. Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan, you will read the verse of the Quran. You may have a question of the verse of the Quran. The answer to it, just explaining the verse, simple, elucidated, easy to understand. Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan. The place to start, Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan. Pick it up, it's not very long. Read 2 to 3 ayat daily and allow the Quran to be revolutionary for you. Allow it to take you from darkness to light. The commandments, obey them. The prohibitions, refrain from them. Do not keep the Quran only for ceremonies. Somebody has passed away, maybe I'll read Surah Yasin. Maybe I'll open up the Quran. No. The Quran is a book of guidance. If you want guidance, yes, read it with an attempt to understand it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon this. Madhivism of Madhini Channel, this is our Quran. It is our Quran. Read the Quran, build an attachment to the glorious Quran, and it shall take you from the many darknesses towards what? The one and true and only light. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.